This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim with another Ramadan therapy, alhamdulillah, in this blessed month of Ramadan. We're in hadith number 8. Allahumma barik, Allahumma lak alhamd. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our fast and make us from those who are continuing in their seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, earning His love and being from those who dispense love to others. Allahumma ameen. This is a really dear dua to those who are in feeling different constraints in life. And this is from one of the dua that is jami', meaning a comprehensive dua. And one of the gifts given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our Prophet is that he was given jawami' al-kalim, the conciseness of speech and prayers that covers such vast meanings in a comprehensive way, but in few short words. Now, Sa'd radiallahu anhu arda, this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, and Mus'ab radiallahu anhu reports from Sa'd that Sa'd kana ya'muru bi khamsin. Sa'd radiallahu anhu used to remind of 5 statements and elevate them as being from the Prophet ﷺ, that they were reminders that he would see from the Prophet ﷺ. There were 5 du'a that Sa'd would teach his disciples and teach his friends and teach his family. And he would say to them, don't take this from me, but this is from the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And these were things that the Prophet would pray for regularly, consistently, day in, day out, in accordance to the needs of his life. The Prophet ﷺ would say, and I invite you to learn this dua, and I'll share its link so that you can read it in transliteration, Arabic and English. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bukhl. Oh Allah, I ask you to protect me, and I ask you to give me refuge and to turn me away from al-bukhl, from miserliness. To be bakhil is someone who has but can't give, can't spend on themselves or on others. More particularly, in this dua, it's Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bukhl. It's not just to be a person who is unwilling to give, but to live with others who are unwilling to give. You don't want to be married to someone who doesn't spend or won't spend in that which is equitable, in that which is fair and asked for by Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from the traits of those who have firmness and faith in Him, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, as a part of the list of the traits of those who are humble servants of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They are those who, when they come to spend, they don't spend excessively, in an exaggerated sense, and they're not tight-fisted, that they don't give and they don't spend. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And those who are worshippers of Ar-Rahman are those who are justly balanced. A bakhil is someone who is beyond that balance, that they are those who are tight-fisted, unwilling to give. Of the greatest bukhl is to be giving in praise and generosity and thankfulness to others. Therefore, the Prophet ﷺ says, أبخل الناس, of those who are the most miserly of people, من ذكرت عنده ولم يصلي عليه, is the one who I mentioned in front of them and doesn't send benedictions and blessings upon me. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من البخل. Oh Allah, I seek protection with you from miserliness. Being from a person who's miserly, or being living amongst people who will not spend in that which is just, that which is equitable. وأعوذ بك من الجبن. And I ask you to protect me from cowardice. To be a person who's a coward. Now, cowardice is the root cause of many of the pains you and I endure in life. Sometimes we are too weak, too cowardly to speak up for ourselves, to ask for our own rights. Sometimes we're too weak to ask for something that's attainable. If we only ask, it would be given. But we're too weak, too unwilling. And cowardice is fear that has gone beyond what is acceptable. And therefore, Allah always cautions the prophets in the Quran, fear is not something that is disliked in and of itself. Fear is something that's a natural emotion. But fear, if it controls you, keeps you from attaining that which you can, is cowardice. And therefore Allah would say to Musa, لا تخف, to Musa and Harun, لا تخافا, don't be both of you scared. To Dawood عليه السلام, فأوجس منهم خيفة, he got scared. Ibrahim عليه السلام, when he saw the 3 angels, أوجس منهم خيفة, he was scared. لا تخف, don't be fearful, meaning don't let it make you a coward, that you cower away, you turn your back, you move back from that which is right, to stand up and speak a word of justice when it's necessary, to give in a path that is just, to put yourself on the line to protect others, near as well as far. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bukhl. Oh Allah, I ask you to save me from being miserly. Wa a'udhu bika min al-jubn. To be a person who is a coward, a person whose fear has controlled every aspect of their life. Wa a'udhu bika an uraddu ila ardha lil-umur. And I pray, oh Allah, that you will not let me live to such a degree that I enter into a state of dementia of the mind, where I revert to not knowing who I am and what I and where I belong and who I worship, to be in a state where I have lost consciousness, that I revert to being as if I was just born, as if I'm a newborn in my adulthood, in my mental capacity. And this is an insightful dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can weigh this dua. It's not asking Allah to take our life or to end our life, but to end it makanat ad-dunya khayran li. Oh Allah, as long as this world is good for me, let me live. وَمَا كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرًا لِي فَرُدَّنِي. Whatever, if my life is better, that I return to you, Allah. Oh Allah, take me, relieve me from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to give us the pain of أَرْضَ لِلْعُمُرِ, where we are a burden for ourselves and a burden upon others, that we leave this world with our faculties and mind intact. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الدُّنْيَا يَعْنِي بِهَا فِتْنَةِ الدَّجَّالِ. And I ask you, Allah, to protect me from the fitna of the dunya, to protect me from the lustful leanings that I will have for the dunya, from the desirous nature that I will have from this worldly life. And I want you to understand there's nothing wrong with being wealthy or seeking wealth or excess in that regard, as long as you earn it from halal and spend it in halal. Az-zuhd, to be a person who relinquishes love of the dunya, relinquishes their love of this worldly life, it means annaka tamluka ad-dunya wa ad-dunya la tamlukak, that you own the world, you own things in it, but you don't let those things own you. You will not change your financial structures and what is ethics in our financial dealings to attain the dunya by doing that which is haram and entering into riba and going into sinful loans and so on. So I will not change what is halal, what is haram into halal to attain the dunya just on account of that. Allahumma wa a'udhu bika min fitnati dunya. I ask you to protect me from the fitna of the dunya, wa fitnati dajjal, and protect us from the dajjal. And the dajjal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ma min nabiyyin illa andhara qawmahu al-a'war al-kadhdhab. There hasn't been a prophet before me from the time of Adam until now who hasn't warned his people of this false deity who will come and ask to be worshipped instead of God. The dajjal is a man who will be come out in our ummah, and he will come and he will be followed by the vast majority of people, even amongst those of us who claim faith. Those who have a hypocritical faith will follow him. And al-Madinah will shake and shudder when the Dajjal approaches. He'll never be able to enter it, or Mecca al-Mukarramah, or into Masjid al-Aqsa, which will always be with the believers. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma tahirhu ya Rabb. May Allah continue to keep it blessed. The Dajjal is a person who is represents a shaitanic being, a devilish construct. He will be a person who will be given particular powers of illusion that will cause people at times of drought and famine to follow him, because he will lead them to that which they assume is prosperity, when in fact it is adversity and sinfulness. May Allah protect us from the Dajjal. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. And O Allah, the fifth of the dua, protect me from the punishment of the grave. وَعَذَابُ الْقَبْرِ حَقٌّ. And it is a reality that there is a punishment for the body and the soul in the grave, as is part of our aqidah as Ahlul Sunnah, that the grave is a place that can become a garden from the gardens of paradise, or a pit from the pits of hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send His light upon the departed, to open for them the graves, and to relieve them of their punishment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there are 30 verses that are recited, and then he recited Tabarak alladhi biyadil mulk, the one who recites them protects himself from the punishment of the grave. We should make it part of our routines every night. Once again, the dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-bukhl, wa a'udhu bika min al-jubn, وأعوذ بك من أن أرد إلى أرض للعمر وأعوذ بك أن أرد إلى أرض للعمر وأعوذ بك من فتنة الدنيا وفتنة الدجال وأعوذ بك من عذاب القبر. اللهم آمين. اللهم آمين. May Allah protect us from them. Make this a regular part of your dua, to alleviate harm in life, past, present, and into the future. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.